This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
COVID is still unsettling world stock markets. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Stock markets in Asia dropped sharply today, with Shanghai falling about 5%. Hong Kong's key index fell 3.7%. Japan's Nikkei down 2%. There are reports of runs on food stores in China's capital, with concern authorities might roll out more COVID lockdowns there. Let's check the economic pulse. Many a Monday with Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
We should start with Asia. Today, I mean, those stock indicators were a mess.
Yeah, there's a lot of concerns about the Asian economies with another potential wave of Chinese lockdowns related to the COVID spread there, disrupting not only the Chinese economy that was already in kind of tough shape, but the global economy.
And we did not end last week in a elegant, pretty fashion. Late in the Friday trading day, right? Stock prices went down pretty hard. Some of this is loose talk that maybe U.S. central bankers could raise interest rates, not a 0.25%, not 0.5%, but 0.75%. I mean, that's not likely.
It's not likely. And in fact, Cleveland Fed President Mester came out Friday afternoon to discourage such thinking. But that is on the minds of investors, how fast and how far the Fed will need to raise interest rates.
Julia Coronado is at Macro Policy Perspectives, taking the economic pulse there. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
In early trading, the S&P is down 0.7%. The NASDAQ is down 0.3%. Crude oil down below $97 a barrel right now in New York, down more than 5% at the moment. We're continuing to follow the abrupt shutdown last week of CNN Plus, the high-profile streaming news service that existed only for 3 weeks. What does this mean for the TV news streaming industry? Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
CNN abandoning its new streaming service so quickly after spending so much on it could create a chilling effect, says Carrie Brown of CUNY's Journalism School.
But, you know, the fact that they invested so much into this and then pulled the plug, I think that also has a lot of impacts on the internal culture of CNN itself and even other journalism organizations that want to try something like this in the future.
Brown says news organizations that don't give new platforms enough time or resources to succeed are less likely to keep trying new things, like developing coverage for new social media platforms. Amy Webb of the Future Today Institute says news organizations need to do some thoughtful experimentation to stay relevant.
You can't keep taking the same product and porting it to the new technology and expecting that people are going to pay for it.
Because people only have so many dollars to spend and only so many minutes to spend watching. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
For all of you who've been prudently snacking on seedless grapes and carrot sticks, maybe the following is of no interest, but Girl Scout cookie season, it's officially winding down as April ends. Girls are trying to meet their cookie quotas as April comes to an end. With pandemic, there have been less door-to-door and more digital sales. Anna Tentakulis from Sacramento, California, grew up scouting.
My 9-year-old daughter, Gianna, joined Girl Scouts just a few months ago. And so a few nights a week, she practices her cookie sales pitch.
Hi, it's Girl Scouts cookie time. This year, we have a great new cookie.
When I was a scout in my hometown, I remember long hours spent knocking on doors and standing outside grocery stores. My goal at the time was to earn a coveted cookie patch for my sash. But looking back, I now realize that I was really building a sense of community. And that's why I feel conflicted about digital cookie sales. For generations, Girl Scouts have been canvassing their neighborhoods. Door-to-door cookie sales are ingrained in American culture.
You know, you're wearing your uniform, and that was so special.
That's my next-door neighbor, Laura Harvey. She's a retired teacher, and she spent her childhood as a scout. She says door-to-door sales helped her feel more comfortable talking to people, especially adults.
So you're presenting yourself as a Girl Scout, and people respond very positively to that.
With online cookie sales, my concern is whether we're depriving scouts of opportunities to build self-confidence and learn about their community. Suzanne Olson is with Girl Scouts of Central California and says scouts can still choose to sell door-to-door if they want.
They're still getting the skills that are traditional and part of what Girl Scouting has always been about.
Olson says the move to digital sales came about 5 years ago as more families wanted tech-savvy ways to sell cookies. Now, because of the pandemic, online cookie sales are skyrocketing.
This is really the direction that our world is going in.
Scouts also learn how to organize virtual cookie booths and post their own videos on social media. Olson says those skills are essential for today's entrepreneurs. Does that mean door-to-door cookie sales will soon come to an end? Well, not if this mom can help it.
Hi, it's Girl Scouts Cookie Time. This is
I'm slowly introducing my daughter to the virtual cookie world, but for now, we're hitting the pavement and knocking on doors, albeit with masks, hand sanitizer, and 6 feet of distance. In Sacramento, I'm Anna Tentakulis for Marketplace.
We're also covering reports that Twitter shareholders are coming around to the idea of selling to Tesla's CEO, who would then remake Twitter privately away from the stock market. The Wall Street Journal's reporting an agreement might even come as early as today. Twitter stock is up more than 4% at the moment. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.